This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes past the hour. It's a special time of the week when we, at the On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria show, bring in our buddy and our pal, Rich McFadden, to go through the top stories of the week, making news as determined by Talkers Magazine. Now, a little bit of housekeeping. Doug is out. He is flying, actually. Gosh, he was in Israel this week, so he's been doing some traveling. He is out, but Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan all holding down the fort to review the top stories of the week. And, you know, usually this time of year, guys, things start to slow down, but this week, not so much. No. There was still a lot of news being made.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's run down the list of the top 10 stories.
I didn't mean to leave you hanging there.
You guys are just, we all agree.
I know you guys are like, yeah, it's been a really, really great week.
It just seems to be the norm now. It seems to be that we never have, like, the slow week, especially with all this past election stuff going on and your Trump transition. And there's just always something. And I'm not sure whether it's just life as we know it with the 24-hour news cycle or whether it's just, you know, a little bit of craziness going on this past year.
I think it's so weird because it's kind of like... Yeah, you think it's a year? I think it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it the 24-hour news cycle that created all of this extra news, or are we feeding all this extra news to create the 24-hour news cycle? That's the question.
I think that marketing created the 24-hour news cycle, and we all feed into it like lemmings. I wish we could go back, but you can't undo. Once we've opened that magic genie bottle, it's done.
You can't shove it back in.
You cannot shove it back in.
I know, even on a holiday weekend, Hanukkah and Christmas, I'm still checking Twitter, which is bad.
Right. I know, you just can't walk away.
CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all of them, they still need to sell those Geico commercials.
That's right, they want to keep those eyeballs connected. All right, here's the top 10 list, and then we'll break it out as we go through. But let's go through the whole list in its entirety at number 10. NFL action, always some sports news at number 10. Number 9, Obama drilling and the New York, he did a ban on drilling, and the North Carolina bathroom law case. Number 8, the Syrian civil war. Number 7, Israel-U.S. embassy move. Number 6, U.S.-China relations and the drone incident. At number 5, official election results. So were they, those election results, they were made official. And the Electoral College voted this week. At number 4, fake news and the Russian hacking allegations. At number 3, the Berlin terror attack. At number 2, a Russian diplomat was assassinated. And at number 1, the Trump. Got to be careful there. The Trump transition. Careful where you put that A. So, guys, let's start at number 10 on the list and work our way back down to number one. The NFL is kind of, this is its sweet spot, right? This is when things get serious, working our way towards the playoffs. I know as a person who lives in Los Angeles, the Rams struggling, hiring new coaches. What's going on in your neck of the woods, Rich? I know you pay attention to the Redskins.
You know, NFL is close to dead to me right now.
Really?
My fantasy football
that's
team.
The story.
My fantasy football team crashed and burned with epic. I mean,
me too. How many games did you win this season?
I mean, I won 5 games.
That's good. I won 3.
Really? So it was like, okay. I mean, I got hot at the end of the season, but it was just too late. So it was.
I feel like everyone has the same story this year with fantasy football. I don't know. I don't have a single friend who is happy about how the season went.
You know what? The guy in our league, there are two people in our league that are doing well. One guy is undefeated.
Wow.
And you know what it really irks you? Is when, like, he used to work here, like, 8 years ago, and he's still in the league, and you don't really see him that much. I'm not even Facebook
he's
friends
still
with
kicking
him.
Your butt in fantasy
and
football.
He comes into our fantasy football league and just owns it. And I'm just like, you know what? Get it. Beat it. Get out of here. So, and then the Redskins, they go and lose last week. So, you know, They should have been
Carolina. Well, I think, you know, all in all, you kind of hear us talking about, oh, the NFL, and I think that's kind of what's been plaguing the NFL this year. That's probably the biggest story, is people's lack of interest in the league, and the fact that the NFL has done so much to protect their brand that in doing it, they've sort of alienated a lot of their fans. The ratings have been down pretty consistently. Bad behavior by people in the NFL. I mean, this has just all sort of made people go, ugh, and you know, maybe take a pass. Who knows if they'll be able to get him back next season?
I mean, I still have plenty of interest, and I still go to, you know, restaurants with my friends or bars, and we'll watch the game on a Sunday, and with 10 of us there, or we'll all go to somebody's house. And so, I mean, the interest is still there. It's just, and it's a weird season, man.
It is a very weird season.
You got the Bucs, and you got all these teams that are just like, you know, Miami went on a 5 or 6 game run, and you just, it's just a weird season. So it's, you know, Dallas, look at Dak Prescott. I mean, what is going on? So it's a little weird, and I don't know.
This is also a season I don't recall any other season where all of the major headlines from the NFL have not been about a game. There is no amazing catch that anyone is still talking about. It's all what Colin Kaepernick is up to. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham earlier this year, earlier this week, we talked about, you know,
the gossip side.
The gossip side, $18,000 fine for wearing Craig Sager charity cleats. You know, it's all the water cooler stuff.
The NFL did that to themselves. The NFL has done a great job of making the Super Bowl an all-inclusive story to invite non-football fans and building stories to like my wife, who's a football fan, casual, but she loves it when she knows the background of a player and she knows the adversity that they've gone through to get to where they are.
Right,
exactly. And they've done that. Now, along with that, we know everything about all of your players, so we get the bad news along with the good. And so, you know, be careful what you wish for, NFL, because look what you're looking at.
All right, in at number 9, Obama did the drilling ban this week. North Carolina also tried to repeal their transgender bathroom law. That did not work out so well. So let's take just a second here, guys, to go through the stories tied here for the number 9 biggest story of the week by Talkers Magazine. Now, it looks like President Obama, looking ahead at knowing that Donald Trump is coming into office in about a month, he wanted to cement his environmental record. So President Obama took new action on Tuesday that barred offshore drilling in areas of the Arctic and the Atlantic Oceans indefinitely. He relied on a 63-year-old law to make his moves, which will prevent future leasing of certain offshore areas for oil rights. Donald Trump, whose promised policy allowing more U.S. energy production, would face a legal challenge if he attempted to reverse Obama's order. So any thoughts on this sort of last-ditch effort for Obama to continue to sort of seal up his legacy?
He's got to get something done because his legacy is starting to crumble.
Well, I mean, I'm in favor of any environmental, you know, improvements, and offshore drilling, you know, I'm in favor of this, too. It'll be very interesting from a sort of legalese aspect to see lawyers really battling this out. How much does this law hold up? Obviously, to dig into the books and find a 63-year-old law, that took a lot of manpower and hours, I'm sure. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out with Trump's lawyers, and you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sort of interested in that aspect.
I'd like to see a whiteboard. I'd like to see President Obama in his little basement room in the White House with all of his advisors, and they have a whiteboard of his legacy, right? Like a tree, and it's all whiteboarded out. And then how many red lines are going through those on the Trump board?
Well, the problem is that most of the legislation passed during Obama's presidency, he kind of did it. I don't want to use the word lazy, but in some ways he didn't rely on Congress to actually pass these laws through and make them, take them through the process to actually make them legal. Now he passed so much via executive order. That Donald Trump can go in and really on day one wipe them off the board. You're right about that.
But
so it'll be
Obamacare,
interesting to see what sticks and what goes.
It's taking care of itself. It's just falling apart.
Well, and it was designed to fail because I think the creator leaders of it wanted to see more socialized medicine, so it was sort of designed to get top-heavy and crumble. Now, also at number 9, North Carolina legislators failed to repeal the state's bathroom bill on Wednesday. There was a special session that was called for that purpose. People in the gallery were chanting shame as the gavel came down in the evening there for that session. Lawmakers went home. They'll meet again on January 11th to try again to repeal this bathroom ban. Of course, the governor, Pat McCrory, there had set this up. It came into play under him. He lost his bid for re-election, so more to be determined in January as to what will happen in North Carolina with the bathroom bill. All right, we have more news. Oh, gosh, the Syrian civil war is in at number 8. We'll tackle that next. It is the Talkers Countdown on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Rich McFadden at 16 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can contact my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation through their website at givetopurpleheart.org. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation won't be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call 888-411-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. Call 888-411-4483. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to givetopurpleheart.org.
Beauty trends straight from the Victoria's Secret show in Paris. Celebrity hairstylist Sarah Potempa made it happen.
Get the same coveted waves at home with my new white limited edition Beach Waver S1.
Dermalogica Phyto Replenish Oil.
Restores your skin's natural protective barrier, smooths lines, and locks in moisture.
For hair that captures headlines.
Keranique shampoos, conditioners, and sprays for stronger, thicker, fuller hair.
Finish with Stila's Stay All Day Waterproof Liquid Eyeliner.
Create beautifully defined eyes like the pros.
Then hit the runway. 26% of us haven't started holiday shopping. Our picks, the LG V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for great photos, videos, and bigger selfies.
You can't give underwear to everyone this holiday season, but for the ones you love,
Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear with micro mesh fabric.
Save a money with Honeywell's Lyric Wi-Fi devices.
Syncs with your phone to control the AC, heat, or detect leaks. $199.
People notice when you bring Stoli Premium Vodka.
And new Stoli Gluten-Free Vodka. $19.99.
Hey everyone.
This is Life Tips with GEICO.
Life tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
At number 8 on the Talkers Countdown list, the Syrian civil war, the images from Aleppo are absolutely horrifying, Rich and Victoria. Yeah, the Syrian regime says that it's taken full control of Aleppo. This is according to state-run media on Thursday. This marks a major turning point in the country's 5-year civil war. Government forces and their allies now control eastern Aleppo, ending more than 4 years of rebel rule there. And they did not let these people go happily. There were a lot of people who were trapped, who were being burned. I mean, all sorts of horrible things. Finally, most of the people who were trying to get refugee status have gotten out of there and into other parts that are a little safer. The idea behind this civil war is not just about Syria and the rebels that are trying to take over from the Syrian government. This also involves Iran, also involves Russia, both of those countries backing Al-Assad, who's in charge of Syria at the moment. Turkey involved with all of this, and this continues to be just a hotbed of political motivation. All right, more
basically
up ahead.
Got an empty city now, though.
That's right.
Now
we'll
they can just go blow up the city. Anybody in there is a bad guy.
Everybody there. I mean, there's no good guys in all of this. We'll tackle number 7 on the list next. It is the Talkers Countdown on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480. This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Down the top news stories of the week as determined by Talkers Magazine. It is on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is traveling this week, but it's okay. We're holding down the fort. We've got Victoria Keelan in, and our buddy Rich McFadden is in. And guys, we are at number 7 on the list, and Dougie was in Israel all week long, and one of the biggest stories of the week, number 7 actually, is the Israel-U.S. embassy move. A lot of news being made about this. The Israel ambassador to the U.S. is asking that the embassy be moved to Jerusalem. Now, there is a lot of contention around Jerusalem, a lot of factions vying for ownership of Jerusalem. Now, if you read the Bible and if you study history even, you realize that the Jews built Jerusalem, and it is Israeli territory. But if you are born there and you get a passport, there's no actual country on the passport. It just says Jerusalem because it is at play. The Palestinians and the Israelis are constantly arguing over who actually owns Jerusalem. With Donald Trump coming into office in about 30 days, it's the hope of the Israelis that he's going to be much more favorable to their country. And all indications, by the way, suggest that that's absolutely right. And so now the thought is to move the embassy to Jerusalem. This would be very symbolic, Rich and Victoria.
Yeah, so it's a play to help Israel own Jerusalem.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah. You like it? You get
the Rich objections to that.
Yeah. Stamp of approval.
But Tel Aviv is actually the capital, but
Correct.
Really?
That's where the embassy is now, right. I think, if I'm not wrong. And then they want to move it. Just, again, that's the show of solidarity with Israel. Israel's been asking for it for a long time. And from what Doug has said from his week of broadcasting the program from there, it seems that there's a lot of optimism about President-elect Donald Trump, about strengthening the ties with the U.S. again, because some of the moves that we've made, probably primarily is this deal that Obama made with Iran, our relationship with Israel has softened quite a bit.
It's almost collapsed. I mean, there is no real relationship.
All right. So number six on the list. Remember this week early on, there was that whole incident where there was a drone in the South China Sea and China picked it up and said, oh, finders keepers, losers weepers. Well, that story, number six on the list. Now, the question is, what does that seized underwater drone actually mean for the U.S.'s relationship with China? This is kind of, you know, this political drama that's brewing between the U.S. and China. Donald Trump, again, getting ready to take office and has had a lot of harsh words for China, saying that he's thinking that we're not getting a fair shake from them. In a tweet over this past week, Donald Trump accused China of stealing the underwater drone and said, hey, no big deal. You keep it. You want to steal it? You keep it. Well, China said, oh, no, we're giving it back to you.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of information that's carried on these drones. They're not just pieces of metal floating around out there.
This is basically a commercial technology. There's nothing on here that's top secret. And as a matter of fact, when the Chinese opened it up, they looked in there and everything said made in China.
Yeah.
The motherboard, the camera, the propellers, everything was made in China. So they're like, oh, look, we already have this technology.
Just
gotta give it back.
It's pretty unbelievable. The Pentagon said that the drone in the South China Sea had been gathering military
oceanographic.
For me to say. Data. Basically, they're studying the ocean. They're looking at the saline in the water. They're looking at water temperature. They're looking at sound speed. So this seems to be more of a scientific type thing that was being, gathering information down there than anything else. But symbolic that things could be a little rocky between China and the U.S. in the coming 4 years. More up ahead. It is a Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America.
Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com. Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 minutes past the hour. It is on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Now, Doug is out. He is traveling this week. He was doing part of this program from Israel, which is very exciting. But this is the time of the week when we count down, guys, the top stories from Talkers Magazine. So to help us out, we've brought in the big heavy guns. I mean, the big reserves. Rich McFadden is here to go through this. He is every week. You know, he helps us out.
I'm on a diet.
No one needs to be on a diet. It's the holiday. And, of course, Victoria Kulin here. As usual, I'm Jennifer Horn. And we're at number 5 on the list of the top stories of the week. And that is the official election results. Those election results that we had, there was a lot of speculation about whether they would stick or not. Well, they are now official. The Electoral College met on Monday and voted, solidifying a win for Donald Trump. He'll be the 45th president of the United States. And, of course, there was some drama, and the media loves drama. Lots of speculation before the Electoral College got together that there would somehow be pressure on the electors to go rogue. Now, keep in mind, these people that are electors are under obligation to carry out the will of the state that they represent. And if they don't, there are financial and legal consequences. So if there were some rogue candidates, they would have been fined, usually about $1,000. And then depending on the state, there would have been a series of other punishments had they not carried out the will of the state. There were a few defectors. I mean, you had a couple of people who were shouting out wanting to cast their vote for Bernie Sanders. One really crazy one. Someone actually wanted to vote for John Edwards. little blasto from the Paso. Wow. A Republican from Texas wanted John Kasich, but at the end of the day, when everything was counted, Donald Trump, still handily in the Electoral College, beat Hillary Clinton. But now that we're certifying these the election results, we're seeing that Hillary Clinton really stomped on him with the popular vote. So lots to learn here. Rich, what do you make of all of this?
You know what, I go back to this. I've said this for years. As a politician, as my congressman, as my senator, as my elector in my region, my district, you have one job, to do what we tell you to do.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Don't have a brain. Don't grow a brain. Who told you to grow a brain and give me your opinion of what you think should happen? Your job is to look at the votes of what my area says that you represent and go to Washington and represent us. I don't care what you think about anything. As my congressman, I don't care what you think. As my senator, I don't care what you think. We all told you what we want. Now go do it.
Yeah, it should be a button-pushing job, and that's right.
A chimp should be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the most interesting part of all of this was the Native American woman who got an electoral vote in Oregon, making her not only the first female Native American, but the first Native American ever to get an electoral vote. And I think a lot of that was due to the Standing Rock situation. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But in terms of going rogue, I mean, it's not your job.
They did what they wanted to do. So
they got a lot of press. I mean, anyone ever paid attention to the Electoral College like this? You know, the actual electors. They get no press whatsoever.
It's been a conversation. Yeah, the electors, right.
The electors.
Yeah. Right.
I think this is actually
10-15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, this is actually one of the great things that came from this election. We've talked about all the craziness and all the anger and all the vitriol, but it actually got people learning about the process in the country, I think. And, I mean, you had Hollywood sending out a video begging these electors to go rogue during their meeting of the Electoral College this Monday. And when you have people who maybe don't know about civics, or they maybe aren't studying it enough in school, maybe the curriculum has changed and they're not teaching all the history of this country as I think it should be taught, it's kind of neat that people are actually learning how the system works. I think many people are under the impression that we live in a full democracy, and while our system is a democratic one, I think most people are now learning that we are a republic, and this is all important. I mean, I think if you're looking for the positive here, at least people are paying attention.
Yeah.
You guys see the map floating around on social media this week, and it was it was a cartoon, and if the Electoral College were states, and if the electoral map were states, Texas, California, New York, and Mexico, which comes up into California, like, are most of the country. And then you have, like, all these little states, like, filling in between, like, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Oklahoma.
Right.
But really, what it shows is that this country would be controlled by New York, Florida, Texas, and California.
Just based on population, you mean?
Just based on population.
Yeah, where people are. Yeah.
Which is why, I mean, and look, it's a valid dialogue. I mean, we should always be constantly reevaluating our system to make sure it's working. We are a living, breathing country, but there are a lot of people, and, you know, I actually was one of them for a while that thought the popular vote was the way to go until I realized that, you know, from a geographic standpoint, there would be such dominating forces in the country that there would be so many people whose vote never counted. I mean, if you actually knocked California off the map, Hillary Clinton would have lost the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. I mean, geography does really matter in elections.
Flyover nation, which is everybody in the middle of the coasts, would have no voice whatsoever. And I was on board with you, Jen. I was like, hey, Electoral College. Now I see it. And now I go, okay, it might not be perfect, but I see a purpose now. So what do we do, and do we need to do anything to tweak it, fix it, whatever it is? But I just don't feel comfortable with the idea that New York, Philly, Washington, and L.A. are going to control the country.
Isn't that funny? We say that, and the three of us, you're from Washington, Rich.
Yeah,
we're in New York, and I'm in California.
Yeah.
Taking power out of our own pocket.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just not fair.
That's right. All right, number four on the list is another tie. It's the fake news phenomenon that we've been talking about and the Russian hacking allegations. I think this idea of fake news is so silly because this is not new. Fake news has existed for a very long time. We just have more methods of actually distributing the fake news.
Right.
And you now have to be a conscientious consumer. I mean, when you're looking at Facebook and Twitter, you got to make sure that you're looking at a reliable source.
Here's what you do. This is really easy, okay? So follow along if you've been bitten by a fake story in the last year. You see it on Facebook, you see it on Twitter, you see it somewhere on your social media feed. You go to three news sources. Pick any three. Don't care. And cross-check it. If you don't see it on at least two of those three sources, fake. Or somebody
that's right
making it up.
Now, Victoria, you're our social media expert. I know you love it when I give you big titles. But Facebook came out this week and they talked about how they were going to try to eliminate fake news by sourcing it, by checking sources. And one of the things that they said they would do is use Snopes to verify whether or not a news story was fake. Do you think this is a great idea, or do you think that this is still going to allow political bias to influence the news cycle?
Oh, it obviously will still allow a lot of bias. I think Facebook is... I think that they have a responsibility that they're just not owning up to. Mark Zuckerberg refuses to even, use certain labels when talking about Facebook. I mean, he won't say that it's a news source. Like, he refuses to even accept any real responsibility for what's happened. And Facebook, now that everyone's really looked into it, Facebook was the number one source of fake news. So he's trying to appease everybody,
well,
but
they
he's not winning.
Source, but they were a platform for.
Well, I don't mean source like they were generating it,
right.
But I mean that's where most people got their fake news. That's where they saw it.
Here's the scary part of all this. Let's say, and Zuckerberg has said he will do something about it. They have some independent company.
If you and I
and Jennifer all report a story to be fake, then they have some independent source that determines whether it's fake. And they won't take it off of Facebook, but they will put an alert up there.
Right.
But that's the thing that scares me. Who's going to be the deciding what news is fake and what news. So let's say a congressman, a senator, some kind of politician comes out and says, this is what I think. And another Facebook committee decides, you know what, we don't see really any proof for that. We deem this story fake. Who's going to be the decider of what's real and what's not? And that's what scares me.
Who's the arbiter of this
right,
country? That's right. That's why it's so important for us to just take that responsibility on ourselves and not complain about
it's on us.
News.
It's on you. It's on us to check our sources and make sure whether it's... If some idiot wants to go out there, and it's just like these morons in the KKK, if they want to go out and say something, we have to let them be able to do it, because otherwise it takes away our rights to be able to say anything we want. No matter how stupid you are, you have to be able to have the right to say it.
That's true. I mean, that's America.
It is.
But, I think them saying that, Facebook saying that they're going to, you know, flag or have some sort of an alert that, hey, this is a fake story or it might be a fake story, that is a total waste of time, because most people who read fake news on Facebook, they read the headline and that's it. They don't even get into the meat of
correct.
A story. And that's how all these stories keep getting spread around.
That's
it's like a disease.
All of our news.
We used to have a host here. His name was Peter Schiff. And he had this brilliant observation once about commercials, political commercials, 2 weeks before the election. Who hasn't made up their mind who they're going to vote for
weeks
before the election? So who are these commercials made for? And obviously, they have a large effect. So basically, we have stupid people voting in this country. And this is the same thing here, is you get people who see a headline, don't read paragraph one.
And they believe everything.
Don't check another source. They believe everything. They share it. To all their idiot friends.
Yep.
And then it goes viral. It's a circle of idiots.
It really is.
It is.
It's your circle of idiots, by the way. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Okay, we won't include in that. He's beyond our circle of idiots. And more ahead, we'll have the top three stories for you of the week. Next, it's the Talkers Countdown at 45 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire.
I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can contact my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation through their website at givetopurpleheart.org. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation won't be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call 888-411-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. Call 888-411-4483. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to givetopurpleheart.org.
Hey everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
68% of us plan to give tech gifts this season. Techlicious.com's Suzanne Cantra says it starts at home with the Nest Cam Outdoor.
It's weatherproof and built for DIY installation for $199. And it also has night vision technology built into it, so you're going to be able to get those night shots. It can tell random activity from people and sends phone alerts so you can see, hear, and talk to visitors from anywhere.
Up their social skills with LG's V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for panoramic photos and whole family selfies. Anti-shake technology means smooth videos, even in the car or running after the little kids. And distortion-free audio for posting concerts that sound like real life.
And for road trips, Canoe.com's Groovies headphones.
High-quality sound with volume-limiting technology that's safer for young ears. And it also has a jack that enables you to watch that video together. Add AirView's car mount for tablets and smartphones. Wraps around headrests or luggage handles, each under $50.
More at videopump.tv.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
We're counting down at Talkers Magazine's top 10 newsmaking people of the week. And this list, I'm telling you, you have a cocktail party with all these people, it's going to be a wild event. There is no rhyme or reason for this list other than they are making news, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. At number 10 on the list, Richard Sherman. He is, of course, the Seattle Seahawks player who had an outburst on the sideline at last week's game. Right, Rich?
Yes.
What was the outburst? Way to go, Rich.
I don't know what it was. I just know he went crazy.
Okay. He went nuts on the sideline. He held a press conference, and Pete Carroll apparently dealt with it internally for the Seahawks. At number nine on the list, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's been in prime focus with Israel and their talks with the U.S. to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Also on the list at number eight, Anissa Murray and Angela Merkel. Anissa Murray is the driver of that truck that crashed through the Christmas market in Berlin. Angela Merkel, of course, heading up the country in Germany. Number seven on the list, Sergey Lavrov and Melvit Mert Altanidas. That is the ambassador that was killed. Did I do that right, Rich?
Yeah, it's close enough.
Altintas? Okay. Well, yeah. He's the one that shot the ambassador, Russia's ambassador to Turkey. They're at number seven on the list.
At number six on Talkers Magazine's newsmaking people, Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State to be. At number five, Hillary and Bill Clinton. At number four, the list, Sean Spicer. He is the brand new press secretary for President-elect Donald Trump. At number three, Kellyanne Conway. At number two, President Barack Obama. And at number one, President-elect Donald Trump. Those are your top 10 people making news this week, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, we are at 48 minutes past the hour. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Rich McFadden is in, and we are tackling the Talkers Magazine top news stories of the week. And number two and three, guys, I'm sort of combining here. It's the Berlin terror attack and the Russian diplomat that was assassinated this week, getting huge headlines. Of course, this story, we've heard it before, a guy with ties or an who's inspired by ISIS drives a truck into a Christmas market in Berlin. He kills some, he injures many, and the good news here is that that person, that perpetrator of the crime, was actually taken out by Italian officials in Milan. The number one story of the week is, of course, more attention on the Trump transition team. Kellyanne Conway, the first female counselor to the president. Really high role for a female at the White House for President Trump. And Sean Spicer will be the new press secretary. Congratulations there, and Merry Christmas from all of us here at On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Rich McFadden.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620. This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
And that's super techie sounding music means that it is time for our super tech report. That's right. Victoria Keelan takes us through the top stories of the week when it comes to technology. And Victoria, there have been a lot of biggies this week, actually. So take us through what has been trending most on Twitter.
Well, for
social media, I'm not trying to single Twitter out. Go ahead.
Well, do you want to go through our top five for the week?
Yeah, let's do it for the week. I mean, these are the top five stories of the week, the biggest stories of what's been trending. So let's start with number five, Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Mark Zuckerberg. He debuted a new video this week, which people have been waiting for. He had promised by the end of 2016 that he would have an AI home robot, an AI being artificial intelligence, and similar to the Amazon Echo and Alexa and all the home assistants and Google Home. So now he developed his own with an app, and his is called Jarvis. And for Iron Man fans, you'll recognize the Jarvis name. It's named after the Iron Man AI butler. And so Jarvis is voiced by Morgan Freeman. Of course, when you're Mark Zuckerberg, you can get Morgan Freeman to do whatever you want.
Voiceover work for you. Perfect.
Yeah. So he introduced the video this week with his wife and his daughter. It's a super cute video. It has probably 30 million views at this point. And it basically just runs through some of the highlights of what Jarvis can do. The thing that we really want to know is, when is Jarvis going to be available to the public? We do not know yet. So
when will Mark share Jarvis with the
world?
Come on. Come on, Mark Zuckerberg.
TBD.
All right, number four, LinkedIn. Hacked again, huh?
LinkedIn's had a rough year. LinkedIn owns a company called Lynda.com, which is a learning platform. It's a really useful website. I've tinkered around with it a little bit. You can learn online skills like computer coding and language skills and things like that. They got hacked, unfortunately, earlier this week. 9.5 million accounts were compromised, and the hacker apparently accessed learner data information like names, email addresses, and the type of things that you were doing on the website. So if you use Lynda.com, change your password. Don't wait for them to tell you to do it. And always use a different password for every website. I cannot say that enough. I tell my mom this all the time. She doesn't listen. Password one does not work for everything anymore.
All right, number three, your Facebook news feed is getting more colorful.
This is just for Android users so far. iOS will roll out soon. You'll now be able to, when you post something on Facebook, you can change the color of the background of your post. So it's going to, your news feed will start to look, it's a simple little thing, but it's cute, and you'll start to see more colors on Facebook.
Reminds me of MySpace, when we used to all have those profiles that we could customize and give them different color backgrounds.
Yeah, and you remember when MySpace, like, came back? In the late, like 10 years ago, or maybe not even 10 years ago, but then it went away again.
All right, you can follow, don't forget, these are the top five biggest tech stories of the week, and you can follow us all on Twitter. Use the hashtag TechTalk if you have any technology questions, at DJ VShow, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. All right, number two this week is fubbing. Ruining your relationship? What the heck is fubbing?
Well, fubbing is phone snubbing. And this is becoming a big problem in relationships in America. And there's a new study that came out earlier this week from the National Opinion Research Center. 60% of people in relationships now say that they're not satisfied. And, of course, there are the main culprits, money problems, bad sex, having kids, distractions, things like that. And now the smartphone is listed equally amongst those big problems in relationships. So phone snubbing, if you've ever gone out to dinner or tried to get your partner to put the phone down, that's exactly what this is, and it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And there are couples therapists now who are focusing solely on digital detoxing just because of this.
I think it's a good thing. I mean, you see people who are out to dinner and never even look at each other. All right, and the number one biggest tech story of the week are the most searched how-to questions for Google in 2016.
Yeah, Google always releases these fun lists at the end of the year, who searched what celebrity was most searched. These are the biggest how-to questions, and not surprisingly, four out of the 10 were Pokemon Go related. So the number one thing was how to play Pokemon Go, and then how to catch one, how to battle one, and then there's some other weird things of Snapchat filters, how to make slime, how to play Powerball. Then there's, of course, the election.
How to
register
slime.
To vote. Yeah, I know, right? Apparently there was an Instagram meme about that. And then how to vote early, how to register to vote, a lot of election stuff. 22 million Americans had already voted a week before the election this year.
Wow. How to vote early and often. All right, great stuff. Follow the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Tech Talk. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov. Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.